is our returning champion, Helene Lowy, originally from Wayne, New Jersey. Stand by to see Helene play for an electronic exercise unit valued at $3,995. Tonight, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Lincoln Mark 7, valued at $29,145 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Nice to have you here. Thank you very much. Good evening. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Nice to have you here as well. And we're delighted to welcome back our champion from our last show.
Oh, yes. It was terrific.
All right, I hope it'll be fun for you this evening.
Thank you.
And here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Hi, Summer.
Hi.
It's nice to see somebody winning and having fun, not being nervous.
Yes.
Got a couple good people for us?
Certainly do. Our first contestant is a mediator from Rancho Palos Verdes, California. Give a hearty welcome to Anthony Vullen.
Hi, Anthony.
And our second contestant works as an assistant controller for a woman's fashion company from Reseda, California. Say hello to Rhonda Miller.
Hello, Rhonda. And we'll see you later with some bargain, Summer. Rhonda, a woman's fashion company. Do you get a lot of clothes yourself?
Or? Oh, I do. I love our clothes. This is one of our sweaters.
Well, that's good. Is that why you get into the business, for your own clothes?
Of course.
Makes sense to me. Nice to have you here. Anthony, mediator, labor or matrimonial or what?
Basically dealing in disputes with individuals and corporations and helping them yell about their problems so they don't have to fight it out in court later.
Sounds like it'd be good work there. Nice to have you here as well, Anthony.
Thank you, Jim.
$20 starts all three players off. Good luck to you as we get started with this question. What color is television's The Incredible Hulk? Helene!
Green.
That's right, yeah, the Hulk by night, Kermit the Frog by day. You're right, green it is. $5 for the correct answer. Helene goes to 25. Mach 1 is the speed of... Anthony?
Sound.
Sound it is. Champion challenger heard from, going up to 25 as well. She's been a sportscaster, Miss America, the First Lady of Kentucky, and Helene?
George.
Phyllis George, we only needed the last name. You got it. You're very smart. If you can't remember the first one, just give the last one. Getting another five, going to 30. Phyllis George it is. An old expression states that it gathers no moss. Rhonda.
A rolling stone.
Rolling stone it is. All three players on the plus side now. That's nice. Rhonda goes to 25. Well, now tell me who's the lead singer of the Rolling Stones. Helene.
Mick Jagger.
That's right. His name used to be Mick Moss, but it's Mick Jagger. You're right. Go on to 35. Time for this bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus could come up at any time. Helene, $10 lead. I remember on our last show you got a beautiful refrigerator freezer. How about this?
Helene, you'll make a big splash wearing Catalina's stylish swimwear in bold colors and practical designs. A variety of outfits for the active lifestyle. Yours with a gift certificate from Catalina. This attractive swimwear is normally priced at $300, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Oh, that's very nice. The way Karen was moving around with that, I thought it itched there for a moment. No, it's Helene. Good stuff. $5. Rhonda will tell you, in the fashion business, that's good fashion,
good
right?
Good deal.
That's right. $5 is all it would cost. You would have a $5 lead if you bought it. Mm-hmm. Are you in? You could down to
it
the...
It's beautiful.
Go down to Atlantic City, the Jersey Shore. I'd give you $200 in cash to go with it. You'd have the fashions, $200 in cash, a $500 bargain for the value of one question. Going once, she's going to buy them. Enjoy that. They're very lovely. Enjoy the cash as well. And we knocked just $5 off your score, down to 30. You have girls at home? I know you have a young son.
All sons.
All sons. So no one's going to fight you. No one's going to fight you for the clothes.
No.
All right. To a chef. What are Bernays, Bordelais, Rhonda?
Sauces.
And Hollandaise, they're all sauces. And Rhonda ties Helene for first place. $5 separate all three players. Every year, a famous jumping contest is held. Helene?
Frogs.
In Calaveras County, California, what kind of animal does the jumping? You're right. Good anticipation. That is indeed frogs. Celebrated jumping frog of Calaveras County and Helene the 35. In William Blake's poem, what animal is burning bright in the forest of the night? Helene.
Tiger.
Tiger, tiger, tiger burning bright. And Helene with two in a row goes to 40. Yes. $10 lead for Helene over Rhonda. Speaking of $10, there's a $10 money card on the board now with a fame game. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I was born in 1935. I was a choir boy, played piano and studied violin. I attended Oxford and became an accomplished jazz pianist. I wrote and performed a comic revue with Jonathan Miller and Peter Cook. this show beyond the fringe. Helene.
Dudley Moore?
Dudley Moore is right. Yeah. We didn't have to get into his movies. Helene, pick up the board. 9 numbers up there. Prizes, money cards, and cash. What looks good?
My youngest son is 5. I'll take the 5.
And behind number 5, we have lamps. All-size cycle 2 swing arm floor lamp and a balustrade table lamp. Both solid brass with pleated shades plus a hand-carved crystal table lamp with iris motif and brass fittings furnished by All-size cycle 2.
$575 worth of lamps. Yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game, and probably will replace one that your youngest son broke, right?
He did. How did you know?
See, I know that. My kids did the same thing. We'll be right back. Got the champion, Helene Lowry. She's done some buying, and she still hangs on to the lead. Helene at 40, Rhonda at 30, Anthony at 25. This rather simple-looking food is actually made up of many parts, such as albumin, the chalaza.
Helene? An egg.
What's that?
An egg.
Yeah, the chalaza, the air cell, the vitelline membrane, and the yolk. Boy, it makes it sound awful, but egg is exactly what it is. Helene up to 45. In a musical line that became something of a trademark, they sang She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Helene.
The Beatles.
Yeah, an obscure group, the Beatles. You're right. Helene hits the $50 mark. What's the French word for a person who gives massages? Helene?
A masseuse.
Masseuse or masseur, either one, whether it's a man or a woman. And Helene up to 55. Second beginning to pull away a little bit, $25 lead. Come on, Rhonda and Anthony. Anything described as ferrous is made from or contains... Anthony.
Iron.
Iron is exactly what it is. Anthony ties Rhonda for second place. But Helene, big $25 lead. You got some room to breathe. Are you interested in this?
Helene, this elegant silver egg cup set will add a touch of class to your morning meal with this 19th century Victorian estate silver service, including 6 egg cups, spoons, and tray from David Orgel. This splendid silver service is normally priced at $595. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $9.
Oh, that is very nice. That is very nice. Have some albumin and the cellulite and all those other things that were in there. $595. Doesn't every egg have cellulite? $595 for $9.
It's
your
beautiful.
Lead would be cut 16. You'd still have more than a 3-question lead. Mm. You like that, Helene?
Oh, it's beautiful, Jim.
Okay, now we can talk. I'll give you $200 in cash to go with it. You would have the beautiful silver worth $595, $200 in cash, and still a $16 lead. Going once, going twice, no sale. Oh, Helene, I wish you had bought. There was a sale surprise with it. Oh, $200 I was going to give you. We would have rounded it out with another $800 to $1,000. Oh, should have bought that time. Well, that's the breaks. Hanging on. That was a big lead, too, as a matter of fact. $25 lead. Back with this. What is the name of the group of animals which includes gorillas, chimps, and gibbons? Helene?
Monkeys.
No. Oh, but not monkeys, I was going to say. They're all in the ape family. The monkey is not in the ape family. The gorilla and the chimp and all, they are apes. And you lose 5 down to 50. Which saint is remembered annually on the day for the wearing, Helene?
St. Patrick.
You hear the wearing, you know the green is coming. St. Patrick it is. Got that $5 right back. In which of our states are the tourist attractions Crater of Diamonds, Hot Springs National Park, and the Ozarks? Rhonda.
Arizona.
No, down the road a piece. Arkansas. You lose 5 down to 25. Rhonda said, well, I wasn't going there anyway. Name the historic building in Philadelphia in which George Washington, Anthony?
Constitution Hall.
Was named Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army. No, Independence Hall, the old State House. I think Carpenter Hall next to it, but not Constitution Hall. You lose 5 on that, Anthony. What is the minimum age at which a person can become president? Helene.
35.
35 is right. The champion adds on to that lead. Yeah. 35. You got to be. Let's see. That means I can start my campaign in 3 years. My first campaign promise will be not to lie. We'll be right back. Our tennis player from Wayne, New Jersey, Helene Lowy, is already within $35 of that very interesting extra cycle with the built-in television and a sizable lead at this point. It is Helene at 60, Anthony and Rhonda at 25, but certainly you do some catching up now with a fame game and a $15 money card added to the board. Looking for a famous animal. I am one of a group of small furry animals. There are 3 varieties of us, hog-nosed, spotted, and striped. Many of us live in underground dens. Some climb trees. I'm active at night and sleep during the day. When I'm frightened, I stamp my feet and hiss and growl. My next defense is to turn my back, lift El Helene?
Skunk.
Lift my tail and emit a spray. You're right, it is a skunk. Yeah. Hognose skunk, huh? Helene, pick of the board for you.
Number three.
And behind number three, we have $10.
She found the money card, adding to her lead, because we add the $10 to her lead. She's up to 70 and beginning to pull away. Back with this. The 1983 Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to the courageous labor leader who founded the Polish Union called, Helene.
Lech Walesa.
Solidarity, Lech Walesa is exactly who it is, Helene, to 75. On a menu, the French term meaning according to the fashion is often used, Helene.
A la carte?
No. Put it on tight. I never have ice cream or pie a la carte. No, it's a la mode, according to fashion. First time in a while, the champion takes a backward step down to 70. He was known as America's favorite bigot, and he was portrayed by actor...
Helene? Archie Bunker.
Carol O'Connor, that's who it is, Archie Bunker, and she gets that $5 right back. Well, Helene, a $50 lead. $50 lead, how about this?
Helene, you'll have a swinging good time on your trip to Palm Springs. You and a friend will be whisked away by limousine from Los Angeles for 7 sunny days in the desert playground of Palm Springs. Sunning, swimming, golfing by day, dining and dancing by night. This exciting trip to Palm Springs is normally priced at $1,380. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh, Helene. We were talking about you being a tennis player. I didn't know this was coming up. Lovely trip to Palm Springs. $1,380 trip. You could enjoy Palm Springs. $15 is what it would cost. And Helene, with a $50 lead, I'm leaving that price right where it is. It would cost you $15 and you would still have a $35 lead. Going once. Going twice. Going to Palm Springs. Yeah, with that lead, I don't blame her. Great
Thank
trip
you.
For the champion. Cost her just $15, but that gives Rhonda and Anthony a chance. We'll be right back. Don't you dare go away. That's a great trip.
Yes.
Helene Lowy got herself a beautiful trip to Palm Springs, and she still has the lead. Helene at 60, Anthony and Rhonda both at 25. As a matter of fact, whether winning or not, Helene in instant bargains and in the fame game, money she's found, she's approaching the $5,000 mark in cash and prizes already. You know that, Helene?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, found $1,000 on our last show, refrigerator, freezer, and now the trip to Palm Springs, not bad. Back to business. According to the Bible, who was given the responsibility of naming all the birds and beasts created? Rhonda.
Adam.
Adam, that's exactly right. Rhonda in the second place at 30. From which country comes the art form that combines singing, dancing, and acting called LA?
Japan.
Kabuki? Japan is right. Even without the kabuki, she took a chance and it paid off. Yes, indeed. In the movie Casablanca, when Bogey and Bergman told Sam to play it, what song, Rhonda?
As Time Goes By.
Oh, yes, indeed. That's the song. Rhonda sounds like she likes that. Up to 35. Well, Anthony and Rhonda, if you're going to catch Helene, you might need the big $25 money card that's been added to the board with the third and final crack of the fame game. We're looking for a famous person. I am an English novelist born in 1812. I became a newspaper reporter, and some of my articles went into my first book, Sketches of Boz. I won my first literary fame with the posthumous papers of the Pickwick Club. I wrote 20 novels, including 5 short Christmas books. Helene.
Dickens?
That's right, Charles Dickens. It is just beating Rhonda to the buzzer, and the champion, very importantly, gets control of that board.
9.
And behind number 9, we have
$25! Finds the big one. There's one more big one up there. Where was that, son?
Behind the number 7.
But Helene found the big $25 money card. Goes up to $90. Already within $5 of the next level prize, that exercise machine with a built-in television. She's got a win. She's got a lead. Speed round. 60 seconds on the clock to finish things up. Helene at 90. Rhonda and Anthony, good luck. Rhonda's at 35. Anthony at 25. But if you got on a roll, there's enough questions as we start the speed round. Now, traditionally, what should you plant on Arbor Day? Helene.
A tree.
Right. What state is nicknamed the Buckeye State? Rhonda.
Ohio.
Right. Name the first blockbuster movie about the Corleone family. Rhonda.
Godfather.
Right. What is the royal title given to a king's daughter? Helene.
Princess.
Right. How many holes did you play in a full round of golf? Helene.
18.
Right. What's the next to the last letter of the alphabet? Rhonda.
Why?
Right. In the U.S., who is the chief executive of state? Rhonda.
Governor.
Right. By what name is the portrait La Gioconda better known? Helene.
Mona Lisa.
Right. Who was the famous pupil of Anne Sullivan? Helene.
Helen Keller.
Right. In what Canadian province is the city of Vancouver? Rhonda.
Ontario.
Wrong. Name the largest planet in the solar system. Anthony.
Venus.
Wrong. What is the largest group of freshwater lakes in the world? Helene.
The Great Lakes.
Right. Name the famous British playwright whose works include Pygmalion. Rhonda.
Shaw.
Right. What early Mormon led his people to Salt Lake City? Time is up. No, we don't need it. Helene with a big win. Congratulations. Yeah. Time ran out before Rhonda got to answer that last question, but it really didn't make any difference because it was all Helene on this show. The early Mormon who led his people to Salt Lake City was, of course, Brigham Young. The largest planet in the solar system is Jupiter. Jupiter, and Vancouver is a very lovely city in the lovely province of British Columbia. Well, we'll be back to the champion in a moment. And Rhonda and Anthony, oh, and look over there, nothing at all because it was all Helene. We're sorry about that. You, of course, have the cash in front of you. We thank you so much for being here. Anthony and Rhonda and Helene, wow, big $120 in front of you. Let's go back here and go shopping, Helene. You just didn't give him a chance. And you didn't intend to, did you?
No, I didn't.
You didn't want to give him any chance at all. Well, Helene, with that big win, you are already up, taking that money added to your previous total. You're up to $200. Very easily, say yes, and you could walk away with this.
Keep a healthy lifestyle rolling with this exercise bike. Finally, a fun way to fitness. A variable resistance aerobic cycle with a television and AM/FM radio built into the bike's console. Furnished by HeartMate. And this fabulous exercise cycle, normally priced at $3,995, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Just $175. It is a most unusual thing, and you easily can afford it because you have $200. And I know you said you have three boys at home.
Yes.
They would love that.
They certainly would.
All you'd have to do is say yes, and it's yours. But forget about the boys. Mm-hmm. Think of yourself. Do you know that you are just $60 away with another win from this?
When it's time for elegance, it's time for this elegant ladies bracelet watch. An 18-karat gold basket weave design, inset with diamonds, from Jewels by Edouard of Beverly Hills. This magnificent watch, normally priced at $7,300, yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Just another $60 and another win, and that beautiful item could be yours. And certainly you are bright enough. My goodness, Helene. $200 you've got now. Talking about being bright, get up to $530. Forget about the watch. You could drive away in this.
Celebrate the open road in this fabulous Lincoln Mark 7. This luxurious full-size car features electronic cassette player, leather interior, power steering and brakes, and wire wheels from Galpin Ford. And this great car, normally priced at $29,145, yours on sale of the century for only $530.
And Helene, you get the $750, another $550 more, and I'll give you everything on this stage, including the car. There's a boat you haven't seen yet, everything plus this.
A cash jackpot of $58,000.
In total, $750 would get you $123,285 in cash and prizes. So certainly something to shoot for, and it has been done. But Helene, right now, $200 is what you have. $200 buys you that extra cycle. Take that and leave with everything else you've picked up along the way. As I say, you've already got a great total. Or put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again. You think about it, and I'll get your decision in a moment.
Okay.
Champion Helene Lowey's had a moment to think about it. $200 in your bank. Say yes, and you can go home with this unusual extra cycle with the built-in television. But another win with just $60 more, and you could go home with that beautiful watch that's worth over $7,000 and many other things up the line. I know you've been thinking about it. You're a good player. Are you going home? or are you going to take the risk that you could keep up your winning ways?
I'm putting it in the bank and coming back.
She's coming back. I kind of thought she was going to, so we'll put $200 in the bank. We'll also put another $1,000 up there, and the cash jackpot goes to $59,000, and Elaine meets two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.